Do you ever notice how, as entrepreneurs, we tend to accomplish something and then move on to the next thing and then move on to the next thing and move on to the next thing? And we don't ever really take the time to celebrate all that we've accomplished. That's what we're going to do today on Unjaded. I'm going to walk you through an exercise that I would love to invite you to participate in, to do for yourself and for your business as we move into the new year. It can be really easy to feel like you're not doing enough as an entrepreneur. Maybe you had some big projects, big dreams, big goals set out at the beginning of the year, and you find yourself faced with a list of things you did not get done, and you've forgotten all of the many things that you did get done. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to take stock of all that you've actually accomplished in your business in 2025. Because at the time of this recording, we are just about to wrap up an entire year. 2025 has been a year 9 in numerology, and year 9 is all about endings and completions, bringing things to a close in our lives and our businesses that are longing to be completed, that need to be completed. It's also about letting go. And this is the year of the snake, which is a lot about shedding the old, shedding the things that we don't need to take with us into the new year. 2026 stands to be a powerful year. It's a year 1 in numerology, which is all about independence, standing on your own, new beginnings, really going for what you want in life. And it's also the year of the horse. So think about all of us galloping forward. This is universal energy. This won't be your personal, well, most likely it won't be your personal numerology for the year, but it's as a global or as a collective, this is the energy that we're moving into. So I believe it's more important than any other time for us to actually do these wrap-ups in our business. And I would love for you to celebrate yourself for all that you've accomplished. So the first thing that I'm going to invite you to do, and I know that you may be on the go right now as you're listening, but really I invite you to come back to this episode and do the work for yourself, because you're going to feel so much better when you look at this. This is going to bring you to your knees with how awesome you really are and how much you've actually accomplished in your life and in your business before you move on to the next thing. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you to do is make a list of all of the things that you have gotten done in your business this year. Maybe you created a program or a course. Maybe you had a launch or more than one launch. Maybe you started a membership. Maybe you posted in your Facebook group on a regular basis. Maybe you were more consistent, and I don't like using that word because consistency, I believe, is what we define it to be and what our own human designs allow for. I believe there's a way to be consistent according to that. But maybe whatever that consistency means for you, you showed up on Instagram or on Facebook, on your social media. Maybe you blogged every week. There was someone in the Design to Profit community last week who was celebrating that she actually, I think it was 56 weeks in a row that she has blogged. That's not nothing. So every single thing that you have been able to accomplish in your business, I want you to list that. Collaborations, opportunities, maybe you started a podcast, maybe you consistently release podcast episodes, whatever that is for you, you're going to make a list of all of it. And then my invitation is to really sit with that list and really digest it. Look at all of the things that you've done and think about if you worked for someone else, how thrilled would they be with you that you got all of this stuff done? So take a minute and celebrate yourself. And I know that right now, probably the list of things that you have left to do in your business is insurmountable. It's the time of year for making lists and checking them twice. And there are so many demands on us at this time of year. I'm going to invite you to choose one thing, one last thing that you would like to accomplish or wrap up, bring to completion in your business by the end of 2025, which is just a few short weeks away. One thing. If you had to choose one thing only to get done before the year ends, what would it be? And then what 3 actions could you take towards accomplishing that goal? They could be actions you can take today, actions you can take this week, actions you can take by the end of the month. But what are the 3 things that would really move you forward? Because here's the thing that we do. We make these lists. You know, I've got notebooks full of lists. And we check off lots of times the most unimportant things, and we forget the actual big things that we want to do because they're so big. We don't break them down into little steps. So what are 3 little actions that you could take towards reaching that goal? And then I would love to take you through an exercise that was part of a process that we did inside the Design to Profit community. I'm going to actually be doing an expanded version of this December 30th, I believe it is. Don't hold me to that date, but I'm doing an expanded version of this between Christmas and New Year's, between Christmas and the New Year, where we will do an official wrap-up of the entire year. We will look for patterns. We will look for holes. We will celebrate all of the good. And then on January 6th, as part of Coach Week, which I'll tell you about at the end of this episode, we're going to do our 2026 planning session. This is just a little something, a little exercise that I did inside the Designed Profit community that will get you set up on the right foot, get you in the right frame of mind for moving forward into the new year on a solid foundation. So again, I invite you to come back to this episode because this may or may not be something that you're going to do on the go. So think of where you are now in your business as point A. And then think of that thing, that one thing that you chose to have accomplished in your business by the end of the year as point B. Really sit with that point B. It's already accomplished. You've gotten the thing done. All of the pieces are in place. You're so excited, or you're so relieved. What is the feeling that you feel in your body? Where are you when this thing is accomplished? What's around you? What are the sounds, the sights, the smells that are around you as you have accomplished this goal? Who are you telling about it? Who's excited with you? Who's happy for you? Who's celebrating you? Really relish in the moment of that goal accomplished. You got to the end of the year and you got it done. And once that's really landed in your body and you can feel it's a full sensory experience, you can feel all the feels, I invite you to look back at where you are today. This future version of you with this goal accomplished, point B, is now looking back at point A and where you were today. What would that version of you tell you that you did to accomplish this goal? It may be something super obvious that drops in. It may be something you wouldn't have thought of in a million years. It may be something that sounds absolutely crazy. But that future version of you, with point B accomplished, knows what you actually did to accomplish it. What does she have to say? And more importantly, from this vantage point of point B, the mission accomplished, what did you no longer do? What did you let go of? What did you stop allowing to take over your time, or your focus, or your energy? Make note of those things. Because you've just had a little portal open into the future you, who already has this thing done, already has this thing accomplished. And she knows what you need to do and no longer do in order to accomplish that goal. She knows what's important and what's unimportant, what's actually distracting you from accomplishing that goal. So my invitation to you is to tap into that future version of yourself as we close out the year. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to list all of the things that you've accomplished in 2025 so that you can really celebrate how incredible of a human you are. And then you're going to choose one more thing to wrap up by the end of the year. You're going to come up with three actions that you think need to be done to accomplish that goal so that it's broken up into bite-sized pieces. And then you're going to do this little mini meditation exercise, whatever you want to call it, where you project into the future of point B, this goal accomplished, and you look back and you ask that future version of yourself, what did you actually need to do It may be the three things that you've come up with, but it may be something completely different. And what do you need to let go of? And that's it. It's a powerful, powerful exercise. I can tell you that when we did this in Design to Profit, I was thinking, okay, this is kind of an interesting thing that we can do. This is a fun thing that we can do. You would not believe the realizations and the tears that were shed and shared in that room when we did this. If you take the time to do this, it will be a profound experience for you. And I'm all about having these profound dialogues and exercises with ourselves, especially as we're on this cusp of a new year. This is powerful timing in our lives and in our businesses. I'll pop a link in the show notes for you to check out Coach Week. It happens from January 5th to the 10th. And what it is a month of my Design to Profit community inside of a week. So yes, it's a very, very busy week. You're going to have three calls with me. One is our 2026 planning session, which is a super robust session. Normally, I sell that on its own. And then what else do we have? We have a business training that I will be in response to the group. And we have a human design hot seat call. And then you have a co-working session with my community manager. So it's four calls inside of a week. It's just $47 and you get to experience all of it. You also get that full week inside of the Design to Profit community so that you're in there rubbing elbows with the women who are making it happen in their businesses. These are incredible women who are moving their businesses forward and who are committed to living life on their terms by leveraging their human design inside of their business so that they don't burn themselves out. This wrap-up session that we're doing in December. So I'm going to pop all of that information for you in the show notes. And I would love to hear from you. Once you go through this exercise, I would love to hear from you how it's going for you. You can always reach me on IG or Facebook. I'm super easy to find. It's just my name. I would love to have a conversation with you.